This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S. Supreme Court hears oral arguments Thursday to determine whether former president and likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is ineligible for the office and must be excluded from states' ballots because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara brings this preview.
On January 6, 2021, a mob of Donald Trump supporters who believed his rhetoric that the November 2020 election was stolen stormed the U.S. Capitol to stop lawmakers from certifying Joe Biden's victory. Trump's role in the siege and whether it should make him ineligible to run for re-election is at the heart of the case brought before the Supreme Court Thursday on whether the likely Republican nominee must be excluded from ballots in the state of Colorado because he engaged in an insurrection on January 6. The case is based on the 14th Amendment, written in 1866 after the end of the Civil War, to keep former Confederates, officials from the 11 southern states that seceded from the United States, to protect the institution of slavery from returning to power. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered troops to prepare to enter the overcrowded Gazan city of Rafah. In televised remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu said total victory over Hamas was just months away. But concerns are rising for the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who have sought refuge in Rafah along the Egyptian border. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning that a military push into the city would exponentially increase what is already a humanitarian nightmare. Netanyahu announced the order after rejecting Hamas's latest offer for a ceasefire and a return of hostages who have been held in the Gaza Strip since the group's raid on Israel on October 7th. This is VOA News. A new round of talks aimed at securing a truce with Hamas were set to open Thursday in Cairo. A U.S. strike in Baghdad killed a commander of Qatiab Hezbollah on Wednesday. That's according to the Pentagon, who say the Iran-backed group is responsible for an attack that killed three U.S. troops. Here's Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
A statement from the military did not name the slain commander, but two security sources speaking on condition of anonymity say he was Abu Bakr al-Sadi. A source said the strike killed three people and destroyed a vehicle used by Iraq's Popular Mobilization Forces, or PMF. It's a state security agency composed of dozens of armed groups, many of them close to Iran, and some fighters and commanders among its ranks belong to Qatayb Hezbollah. The U.S. began retaliatory strikes last weekend against Iran-backed groups in Iraq and Syria, in what it said was just the beginning of its response to the killing of the three U.S. soldiers in January near the Jordan-Syria border.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Pakistan's Interior Ministry temporarily suspended mobile phone services on Thursday to strengthen security as voting began in the country's national election. Two blasts near election offices on Wednesday killed more than two dozen people in the southwestern province of Balochistan. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the blast in a message on its Telegram channel. The country is on high alert with tens of thousands of troops and paramilitary soldiers on duty across the country, including polling stations. The election has been overshadowed by the multiple convictions in recent weeks of former Prime Minister Imran Khan. The top contender is Pakistan Muslim League Party of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who returned to the country last October after 4 years of self-imposed exile to avoid serving prison sentences at home. The presence of monarch butterflies during the 2023-24 winter in Mexican forests dropped by nearly 60% compared to the previous season. VOA's Rick Petaleo has the story.
A report from Mexico's National Commission of Protected Natural Areas made public on Wednesday suggests that monarch butterfly colonies occupied the second smallest area in Mexico since 1993. Gregory Mitchell is a research scientist at Environment and Climate Change Canada.
I'm very confident that given all of the research and all of the work that we've done together across the three countries, that we have a lot of the knowledge and a lot of the evidence base right now to begin conservation action and to begin to reverse the declines of the monarch and conserve the monarch population.
Every year, migratory monarch butterflies travel up to 3,000 kilometers from eastern United States and Canada to winter in the forests of central and western Mexico. Rick Pantaleo,